Remember what they really want is...
What we really want is love.
There you go, from the original cast recording of Dirty Rotten Scandals. I've got two gentlemen who have just sort of tapped the desk and sung all the way through that. Good afternoon to Alex Smith and Martin. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Hello there.
Right, you're from Brentwood Apparatic, obviously.
Yep.
And next week you open with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical. Now, this, people who didn't maybe even know it was a musical and out there, it has been for some time, but of course, let's start talking about the film, because that's what people may know. It was came out about, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, about 88 it was out.
88, was that long ago? It was a wow, and a very, very good film with Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten who the lady was in it. Who was the lady now? Can't remember now. No, none of us know. Never mind. So, a brilliant film, and always difficult to adapt to stage. Why did Brentwood Operatic choose it in the first place, do you think?
I think mainly it's because it's... literally, because it's an amazing film in the first place. So we get lots of people who are big fans of the screen show, and of course it's Brentwood Operatic have also got a big following already.
So yeah, of course,
we're gonna get the audiences that way as well.
Not to forget the great music.
The music's fantastic. I mean, there's all the sort of comic scenes that you expect from the film in the musical version.
Yeah.
Just with some extra songs and extra humour in it. It's just completely outrageous.
So, for anybody who's not ever seen the film or know anything about the show, so just give us a brief outline, Rupert.
Yes, I mean, you get the swindler, the sort of con artist that is the gentleman, so to speak, which is Lawrence Jameson, which is played in this version, the Michael Caine part, and that's Martin. And he basically thinks he can give everybody what they want, and he does it in a very sort of gentlemanly way, doesn't he?
Charmer,
complete charmer. I don't know how Martin got the part, but hey, he's doing well. And then basically Freddie turns up, the Steve Martin part turns up into his life and basically turns it upside down, and they become sort of con artists trying to... Well, he takes him under his wing first of all, and then realises that he can do better without him, so they have a bit of a battle and try and con each other out of different things. And then, of course, there's a big part for women in this, because they both think that they're better with women.
Yeah, well, and it's beautifully set in the south of France as well, isn't it?
The French Riviera.
Mont-Sumer.
And really, it's also about it's the relationship between these two men, isn't it? It's how their character builds, and one's always trying to outdo the other.
Always.
Yeah, sure. My thing is, it's a great show, great people, funny story, and the two guys get together, become friends in the end, and then what actually happens, I can't tell you, but it's...
There is a very interesting torture scene in it. Do you get to torture him?
Yes, I do get to torture him.
Is there pain?
Yes, there is pain.
Yeah, I've got the bruises from last night.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's a lot of... Well, we'll let the audiences come and see that if they want to see me in pain. That's one way of selling tickets, I suppose. Martin enjoys that a lot.
Yeah, it's always a bit awkward. Have I actually hurt him, or have I not actually hurt him?
But and a lot of the time it's yes. No, it's all good. It's all good.
The music for the show is not that well known. Has that been difficult for the cast to learn, etc., or has it been one of those easy ones to do?
Well, the music's fantastic. We've got an amazing musical director, Max Harris, new to the society. He's actually been in the society as a kid. He was treading the boards with us when he was younger, and he's gone and done the university and everything. He's come back and taken the stick, so to speak.
He's actually my son.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Which is quite awkward at times, but in a very sort of friendly family kind
of
way.
They can be tyrants, musical directors.
It's brilliant, but it's great because Martin normally is the one that gives us the stick, but actually Max, certain rehearsals, it's like, I'm in charge now, so it's brilliant to see.
And people don't understand this, people who are in dramatic societies or operatic societies, It's not just the performance, it's the build-up. The rehearsals are just such fun, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got an amazing... well, I say we've mentioned Max already, but Lou Byrne is our director and choreographer, and she's really sort of homing in on all of the comedy and making it work for us all. Obviously, you know, rehearsals, it's a hobby, so that is the biggest part of it, is going along and seeing all... You know, we've got an amazing cast, amazing company. Brentwood Operatic, we always joke about it and say it's a bit of a family, but, you know, but Lou really has made it sort of, you know, sort of good fun in rehearsals for us as well. And obviously that's where all the scenes get to turn out as they have done.
Sure, just to make it a real family affair, my wife's in it as well.
Oh.
Who's giving me a rocket if I don't mention her. So.
Yeah. So we've got Lisa, so she's playing Muriel against Your Bodyguard, which is, famous to the Brentwood...
the Southgate clan.
Yeah, the Southgate clan. So we've got Ian Southgate... playing a Frenchman, and this one is Your Bodyguard, isn't he?
It's dangerous having your children. I had my son in when we did Fiddler on the Roof at the Thameside many, many years ago. I think he was four. And during the wedding scene, which is very, very serious, we could hear... Brilliant. And realised that he was sitting at the front blowing into the stage mics, just going...
What were you going to say then?
And then when he was a lot older, when he was 15, I think, we did another play, a Pratchett play, and he was just... All he had to do was come on as a dog, dressed as a dog, and he didn't turn up. And I'm sitting in the audience going, Where is he? What was he doing? Chatting at the makeup girl.
Oh, yeah, that's the last time he gets a part.
That's the last time he did get a part. Yeah, that's it. So, are you still the company two plays a year? One at the Queen's and one at
No, we're both of our society shows. We are at the Brentwood Theatre.
You're at the Brentwood Theatre this year, yeah.
And we've already been in there. We're lucky to have had an extra week rehearsals in there. So, thanks to the new manager, theatre manager John Harris.
I met him recently
to pop in and actually, and that was really good for us to sort of get used to the stage and that. Two shows a year. We've got another couple of shows coming up after this one. So we've got Spamalot that will follow this.
Oh, fantastic.
As well as the amazing Jesus Christ Superstar, which is also in the pipeline. So
is that an adaptation of the original?
Which
I don't
one?
Know anything about that. The amazing, or you just... Or
oh, no, that's just me.
I'm
just making it sound like the amazing Joseph is a technical drink.
I didn't know
it might be amazing.
I'm sure it will be.
Depends if it gets
amazing. I'm sure it'll be amazing. Right, so when are we on? You start next week?
Yes, we're on the 17th to the 21st of October at Brentwood Theatre. Tickets are still available. We've sold quite a lot already, but there is still some available. But I wouldn't leave it too late, because they might be gone by next week, so everybody can get in and get those tickets.
Okay, how's the rehearsal process been going? Is it thoroughly enjoyable or tough, or what would you say?
It's been really fun, but what I'd say, it's got so many words.
There's
so many words.
So many words to try and remember, and so many songs. Six songs and about 1,000 lines, I reckon I've got.
The lines are really sort of broken up as well. So you start saying something that would normally be like a monologue, but then someone interject, and that's where it becomes difficult, because if they don't interject or you don't give a chance to, it's just made the learning quite difficult, but it makes sense to have it in there because that's where the humour comes. It's brilliant.
And that's all about trust, isn't it? Trusting your fellow members of cast.
Knowing who you're working with.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've worked with each other quite a lot now. We've got, you mentioned the lady, obviously we've got Christine, who's played by Kate Henderson as well, so it's made a bit of a triangle, you know, because she's the one that when we put the bet on, on her, that we can get the $50,000 from her.
Yeah. I'm trying not to give plot spoilers.
No, not to give any
plot spoilers.
That's all I'm saying about that part.
I mean, for me, the whole beauty of the show is the wonderful chemistry between the two and how they interact with the girl. And obviously, it's got a very surprising ending. And the music. I mean, I've seen the show in the West End, and just hearing that again, we'll play another one in a minute. While I cue that up, then just remind us of the box office number where we can get.
So we're on. Here we go. Had it ready. 01277 200305, or you can go to the Brentwood Operatic website, which is brentwood-theatre.co.uk. So that's brentwood-theatre.co.uk. Click on the ticket link, and it'll take you to Ticket Source, where you can purchase your ticket.
Okay. Have you cast the next show yet?
Not cast yet. That'll be shortly after this.
And you'll all be going for it because you're all up excited. And
Spamalot's amazing.
You've got to go for Spamalot.
Yeah. You interested?
Might be. Yeah. No, I'm too busy. No, I'm just about to do... Well, once we finish, we're doing One Man, Two Governors, which is at the moment, which I'm not in. I'm only assistant directed. And then we're doing Rubbing Hood, which is an absolutely filthy pantomime. We did a filthy pantomime last year and sold out. But it's funny, you meet a different sort of audience when you do that.
Yeah.
And with a major mistake we made was leaving the bar open. And people just getting up in the middle of the show and going for a drink. You know, what? Nice. You don't do that in the theatre, you know, so that's changing.
I think we might do that with us.
Filthy audience.
It is absolutely filthy. Do not bring the vicar. And then we're doing a play which I'm going to direct, and the name of it has completely escaped me. Oh. That's how much work I've done on it so far. And then we're doing Oh, What a Lovely War, because it's this century, it's 100 years since, 1917, etc. So that's that. Now then, as you are performing a show at the Brentwood Theatre, you're eligible for Brent Awards, aren't you?
Yes, we are indeed. And we were lucky, we were nominated, we've got quite a few nominations for the Brent Awards this year.
Did you go to the ceremony?
I did, I was playing in the band.
Oh yeah, I was the voiceover doing all the thing. Yeah.
Did you win, Ali?
I won with a different society, but Brentwood did win some prizes. We were really pleased. Last year we did, or was it last year? Earlier this year.
Made in Dagenham.
We did Made in Dagenham.
Yeah, I missed that, but I heard it was so good.
We had an absolutely phenomenal leading actress, Juliet Thomas, and she actually picked up the best female actress in a musical award.
Good.
We won also with Made in Dagenham. We got the, it was the best design for a musical and best production of a musical, so we got three awards with that. And we're also really proud of our chairman as well, Maggie Keel, who's been around with the society for quite a while. She was actually the winner of the Jackson Cup this year, and that was for outstanding contribution to non-professional theatre.
So you've done your homework, mate.
I have indeed.
You haven't done entirely your homework, because do you know who the adjudicator is for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Is it you?
It's me.
Oh. Ah! There you go, you
money? Could change hands here? Has changed hands.
Yeah. I thought that was all secret.
I couldn't tell him. It might be me then. No, it's not just me. There's more than one of us, so... I shall be coming to see it on Tuesday night.
Fantastic.
Time will tell then.
Gentlemen, I really hope it goes well. I'm really looking forward to it. I love the show, and the music's fabulous. We'll have another song from it, and all I can say, just summarise really, why should the general public come and see this show?
Over to you, Ernie.
Well, the fantastic Martin Harris is in the show. And Martin, why should people come and see the show?
Oh, no, it's no other reason, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it really is. If you're a fan of the the movie, then you'll be a fan of this. It's got all the same comic scenes, and it's just an amazing amount of songs as well.
Local theatre in Brentwood, live, brilliant.
Yeah,
fantastic. And of course, you've got to support Brentwood Theatre.
Definitely, exactly.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Thank you very much, and I will see you.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Mike.
On Tuesday.
You may be master of your chosen occupation, with several strings of polo ponies in your stable. You might